time for an update from the Encourage Foundation. You can find them at 478 East Grand Avenue here in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, a beautiful building right across from Hotel Mead next to the library. And today's reveal day. No, we're not doing anything remodeling-wise, but it's the Southwood County Area 2017 Community Survey. There was a meeting last night for the public at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. If you didn't make it, well, we're going to give you some of the highlights, and to help us with that, our board chair, Christopher Gash, and staff member, Heather McKellips. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Howdy, 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 howdy. Okay, so first off, what kind of turnout did you get last night?
We had a great turnout. We were so excited. There was a lot going on in town last night, so we were like, oh, are people going to come? How many? And we had over 100 people show up, a great range. We had newcomers to the community. We had residents who have been here a long time and everyone in between, so it was a great turnout.
Okay, so let's get a little back. Background on this. This survey was a follow-up to a previous community survey, which was done in 2012.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. So talk about the method you used. You had an outside firm that came in and did the survey, or go ahead, give it the methodology, and then we'll do some of the results that have come in.
All right. Well, the methodology is always exciting, I feel.
Okay.
In 2012, we did have an outside firm as well, but this time we had a new firm do it, Network Impact out of Boston, and they have worked with us as a consultant, and they actually used another firm, the Center for Survey Research out of the University of Massachusetts, Boston, to actually do the random sampling of our survey, because that's not Network Impact's expertise, but it is CSR's for short. They're kind of the gold standard in survey. So we really wanted to make sure that we used the best methodology out there to make sure that we got a really good sampling of our community. Because we are looking 5 years later, and we wanted to see how we were doing, what have thoughts changed, where do people see as our assets and positives, where are opportunities, and probably most importantly, what do they think is important for our future as a community.
Okay. So, and were you happy with the participation?
We were. You know, in 2012, we had around 4,000 people participate, and when we look at that participation, we're really looking at those who took the survey, the random survey, and the Encourage-led survey. In 2012, we did have telephone interviews that happened as well, and then community conversations. The big shift in 2017 was one thing that when we were going through the planning of this is people don't answer their phone anymore. A lot of people have lost subscription to landline. A lot more people are screening.
Yes.
And so when we consulted with the Center for Survey and Research, they said, you know, they do a lot of surveys in Wisconsin, like that's just not the way to go. So what they did was they did a random mailer that was sent out, and we had about 4,000 people participate this year. So we were really excited.
Okay. So where did you want to begin in terms of the results and the and what we have learned? That's what everybody is excited about.
So the questions on this year's survey explore some themes that are similar to what we had asked back in 2012, so we could find some commonality and see what had changed or what had not changed over that five-year window. And the questions on this year's survey looked at residents' overall satisfaction with the Southwood County area, identifying the strengths of the community as well as the most important problems facing our communities, keywords or phrases that residents use to describe this community, how well different organizations are doing in addressing community challenges, residents' priorities for our future, residents' participation in civic activities, and then also the respondent demographic characteristics, so age, zip code, education, how long they've lived in the area, things like that.
Okay. So having done that, what did we learn? That's a lot of information. And it covers the whole gamut of a community's life, really.
Yeah, it does. And the other thing I think is important to know is when we think about what area did the survey go out to, because this was a question last night, is what communities received the survey.
Right.
And so when we looked at sending the survey out, and by we, I mean our third party, they targeted these zip codes. And I just want to make sure that people understand this wasn't a Wisconsin Rapids survey. This wasn't a Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nacusa. This hit the zip codes of Nacusa, Pittsville, Port Edwards, Rudolph, Vesper, and the two zip codes that make up Wisconsin Rapids. So it really, when we talk about Southwood County or Central Wisconsin, however you want to phrase it, it really hit a lot of different areas.
Okay. And that those zip codes for Wisconsin Rapids would also include things like Buren or Grand Rapids or Saratoga, right? So that those communities weren't excluded.
So basically, you created the whole basic Rapids metro area, pretty much. Pretty much, if you got Nacusa, Pittsville, Port Edwards, Rudolph, Vesper, those zip codes and Rapids, and you've got the surrounding communities that are part of that.
Which is often what we use as kind of the Encourage service area as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Southwood County. Yeah. Southwood County.
Okay.
So what we found is that a lot of things that residents were saying in 2012 are also true in 2017. But what was interesting is one of the questions that we kept the same was, how would residents describe our community? And the top descriptors that people came up with were hardworking and caring. And I think that really speaks to the sense of community that people have, and that'll show up later when we talk about the strengths, but that people here really care about one another, they're hardworking, they always have been. And what also resonated from those words is that a larger share of residents are saying that they're ready for change, but they're also uncertain about the future. So we do have that kind of pull around wanting to move forward, but not quite sure how to do that. And that was some really good discussion following the survey last night about what do we do? What are our next steps?
I think that's natural, too.
It is. Absolutely.
I mean, I think it's natural to say, oh, yeah, we're ready for change, but change is scary. And how do we do this so it benefits everybody?
And there was a really good discussion about, okay, so who is going to make change? Who's going to drive it forward? And there were several residents, and it was just fantastic, stood up and said, well, you know what? I have to make the change. Mm-hmm. I have to get engaged. I have to be involved. And it was really great to hear that, because oftentimes people get survey results, okay, what are you going to do about it? No, it's what are we going to do about it? This is just a snapshot. This is a data point, right?
Right.
But thinking about what surfaced in the survey, it really is about each one of us being part of this place and what are we going to do differently.
Okay. Okay.
There was also an interesting statistic that came out of this about which residents are describing this community as innovative.
And
it's very interesting to see that in this 2017 survey, younger residents, so 18 to 29, and residents over 65 are more likely to say that innovative describes this community perfectly. So kind of the bookends.
Is that kind of surprising, Christopher?
I think in some ways, yes, but in other ways, it speaks to the fact that those that have lived in this community for so long have seen this community through a lot. Right, and have seen innovation at work, and those who maybe are just on the younger end of the spectrum have a little bit more optimism for, guess what, we can do what we want, we can make this community what we want it to be, and innovation is key to success.
Okay.
And I would also say that, you know, some of our younger residents may be choosing to live here, right? Coming here. Maybe they work here. Maybe they work somewhere else. But they really are drawn to this place, and they're seeing the community with different eyes. And I think
absolutely
that's always great. And someone actually asked our researcher if this is common for someone, the younger demographic and older demographic, to respond that way. And she described exactly what Christopher said. You know, it's not uncommon, because someone that has lived in a long place or coming here for the first time kind of can have similar perspectives.
Okay. And that's a hopeful perspective then,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Because to make innovation happen, you need to know your history and also have the entrepreneurial skill for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm getting it.
You're on top.
Okay. So next part of this a survey that you thought was rather interesting that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I think, well, first of all, I think it's all interesting.
It is. But, and the time we have.
So if we look at kind of what we covered next is we talked about what were some of the community challenges or concerns.
Right.
And this is a writing question. So this is this wasn't something that people could pull from a list. They wrote in. And if we look at it compared, so 2012, some of the top responses or concerns were around economic factors, you know, jobs, unemployment, lack of good paying jobs. About 70% of the respondents were concerned about that. In 2017, we still kind of have that economic bend, but it really is focused on lack of good jobs. So not the fact that there aren't jobs, but lack of good jobs. And what does that mean, right? It can mean different things to different people.
Exactly.
Also, drugs is a concern in our community, and I think in many others across this nation as we have an epidemic. And then lack of nearby shopping or local amenities, right, as we see our landscape has changed in that. Difficulty attracting and retaining young adults and families is still a challenge that people see. We heard that loud and clear in 2012. In 2017, people are saying, yeah, we still need to be mindful of that.
Wow.
And immediately behind that, identified as stagnation or resistance to new ideas and change as a challenge, which I think speaks to that desire for let's shape this community into what we want.
Yeah, and stop resist. Things change. Things evolve. And you either change with it or you get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way a lot of people feel. So. Oh, so that's interesting. And businesses closing 14%, lack of nearby shopping options 17%. And I wonder how that is all being, and Christopher, you're a business person, how that is going to be shaped by the fact that we're going, so much of our retail and everything else is online now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's caused the closing of so many retail businesses, not just here, but around the whole country. Huge corporations are going under because of the growth of online businesses.
It's an interesting split, like you said, where so much is moving away into this sort of very impersonal online interface, while at the same time, I think you have a growing number of people who are interested in supporting local,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
doing what you can to get things made and as close to home as possible.
Yes, and I think it's so appropriate that we had Family Natural Foods on here at this first half hour. There's a store that attracts people that are very much into farm to table, farm to local stuff as much as possible. And people want that, but they want more of it.
Yeah, and I think it's, for me and probably many others, it's not just the local food, it's the local people and family that have that business, right? So I'm going to choose to go there and shop, not only because it's, you know, great stuff that they have, but they're great people and are investing in our community.
Okay. I just turned the page here. And sometimes I think community challenges and concerns might have to do with lack of understanding about certain things or how certain things work. I see this thing here in one of the quotes. I can't afford a YMCA membership, so the new Y won't work for me. Needs to be options we can all afford. Well, the Y has scholarships. They want to work with anybody. Obviously, whoever filled that out doesn't know about that.
Right.
And that's what the Y raises money for,
right,
is to provide opportunities for everybody.
Exactly, yeah. No, that's a good point. I saw that quote was read last night among some other quotes, and I know that Brett Salscheider, CEO of the Y, was there, and you know, I'm sure he wanted to stand up and say the very same thing, right? There's opportunities. So sometimes it is about lack of information or not knowing the resources that are available. Sometimes they're not available,
okay,
depending on the issue.
Fact that people want to feel empowered. Chamber and mayor make decisions, but don't give us young people a voice, so decisions aren't what we would want or do. Well, the mayor's youth council has a youth committee.
Yeah, I should point out all of these quotes were pulled from residents who are 18 and over.
Yeah, but I mean that there are
And a reason I want to qualify that is because we were very intentional, and we have an amazing network of schools that help make sure that some they open it up to their juniors and seniors to take the survey if they wanted, and to have conversations. So we really wanted their voices heard. As far as included in this deck itself, though, it was 18 and over.
Okay. I also think people we have a romantic before we go to break. We have a romantic view of the past. We all do. About the good old days. And this one quote on community challenges and concerns, we never used to have to lock our doors, but we do now. I don't know. I've lived here my whole life, except when I went to college. We always locked our door. I'm sorry. There was never a time where one of the things that we always checked at our house was, make sure the doors are locked, Carl. Yes, Dad.
I think it also comes back to just being cognizant of a changing world. Right, and that as the world changes, so does Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a reason that we're all here. I don't think any of us are stuck here. We all choose to be here, but part of moving forward is identifying that which we feel is in the way and what we need to work around. So some of these may be very personal for someone. It could have come out of one specific instance, but if we can identify that and help each and every resident here find their place.
No, okay.
And make sure that Wisconsin Rapids, Southwood County, Central Wisconsin, stays their place.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Because sometimes people are influenced by just one incident.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bad incident at City Hall or Town Hall. Therefore, all local officials are bad. And we overgeneralize instead of, or like I said, sometimes it's just simply we need to somehow get people and their enthusiasm or their concerns connected with resources that can do the job mm-hmm. and help them out. We got to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our discussion on this. The community survey. Now, how can folks get a copy of this if they didn't get to the meeting last night?
Sure. Well, the slide deck that our researcher presented last night is available on Encourage's website right now, encouragecf.org. And then in the next week or two, we're looking to get the rest of the data online. So not just the PowerPoint, but all the data sets.
I would think that a lot of businesses, service clubs, schools, I mean, clergy are going to be wanting to get their hands on this data.
Certainly hope so.
Okay. A lot of work went into it, folks. And thank you to everybody who took the time.
Yes, please.
That was a great participation rate for the community. In part two, we're getting our monthly Encourage update. And from the Encourage Foundation Board is Chair Christopher Gash and staff member Heather McCallop. So we're discussing the community survey results. Okay, we just looked at challenges and like, let's turn the page on that and look at what we have going for us, our assets. What did we learn about our assets from the community survey?
We learned a lot, and particularly we're learning that natural environment and recreation rate extremely high. So these are things that people are starting to identify and look around and realize what a beautiful area we have, followed by things like a small-town feel, good school system, good people, that this community is honest and safe, and a sense of community. Really came out as something that was a priority for people or an asset.
And it ties in with what we talked about at the very start with people caring about one another.
Exactly. Yeah, hardworking, caring, and that sense of community that people really have here that they may not have in other places.
Okay.
Some of the direct quotes that we had gotten from survey respondents I think are really important as well. Things like, there are lots of seniors, and that is nice for me because my friends are all still here. It's easier to get involved in this community than in big cities. The local school district works with outlying districts in different areas of leadership development and new teacher orientation, right? So identifying these things that help create that sense of community, and make this place a place that we all want to continue to call home.
Yeah. This area offers many themed events celebrating our natural resources, Cranberry Fest, Sandhill Cranes, Monarch Butterflies. There are efforts happening to develop it for young families, mm-hmm. and it refers to all a variety of number. This quote refers to splash pads, small businesses that have been They're excited about the YMCA Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
So,
well, and similarly, for as much as, you know, safety is a concern for some, a direct quote that says, "This is a friendly place. It is a safe community with lots of good people."
Okay. So, is it, I guess that's not uncommon to have people with, some people saying, well, we got to lock our doors now, and other people going, I have a sense of safety here.
Yeah, you know, it's different perspectives. I talked to a gentleman, you know, a couple months ago that was new to our community, and, you know, I said, well, what brought you here? And he said, I'm from Chicago, and I wanted to raise a family in a safe community. So his perspective is coming from Chicago. This is, you know, a super safe, friendly, warm community where someone that maybe grew up here and, you know, might have a different perspective because they don't know any different, right? Or have a different perspective to balance it against.
Okay, okay.
Or had someone break into their car and so they're concerned, right? So
right.
We take one incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that might color their perspective.
Okay. And I think that's always important to, when we look at this kind of data and these comments.
Absolutely,
that's
what, yeah.
Okay. But we have some very good assets when
yeah.
it comes to build on it.
Yeah, and again, I would just, you know, this is a question that it wasn't a set list that people selected. People wrote these in. So they, you know, the fact that we had these natural groupings around those areas, I think, says a lot.
A lot of commonality.
Okay, okay. Next, that area that you wanted to highlight from the survey.
Well, I think, you know, it's one thing to comment about kind of how you feel right now or opportunities and assets, but we really want to get at what do residents feel is important for our future?
Yeah.
And this, if you took the survey, was a very, very long list.
As
a lot
was.
Of options to choose from. But what we did is the researcher, pulled out the top 10. What are the top 10 that people said are very important to the future of this community? And the highest ones were 89% said good quality jobs are accessible to all. And again, I would just say around good quality jobs, that is something that I think needs more discussion. Like what do you mean by good quality jobs? And I talked a little bit last night about really understanding from an employer standpoint, good quality, and from an employee standpoint. And we found in some of the research that we've done over last fall we did an assessment with Mariani, is trying to determine employers are looking for good trained workforce, but employees are also looking for a company that gives back to their community and is a good place to work. So there's work around that.
And they want quality benefits. They want to be able, a good family life and everything.
Yeah, it's not always pay is not always the number one. Pay is a factor, but employees are looking for a wide range of things.
And Heather, that's something else that's been talked about too. In fact, the mayor has brought this up in terms of employers. And it's not always the tax rate that they're looking at when they're locating a business. And Christopher, you can comment on this being in business. They're looking at their quality of life.
Yes.
Because they're looking at a community. Can I recruit employees here?
Yep.
Can I get people to come here?
Do people want to live where they're working?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So right behind that, quality education for children and adults, again, touching a little bit on school system and identifying that we have a great school system here. We know that's an asset, but it's going to be equally as important going forward. Attracting and retaining young adults and families, 78%. Support for local entrepreneurs and business owners, another 78% right there. A highly trained and competitive workforce, again, 78%. And then we get into some things like local organizations in public, private, and nonprofit sectors work together to address community priorities and concerns. 73% of respondents identified that as one of the top things for Southwood County to achieve in the future. And I think along those lines, right behind that, transparency and trust in public decision-making is equally as important. A welcoming community, more leaders with a bold vision for our community's future.
Are wanting change, and we're wanting leadership to take us there.
Which takes us to number 10 at 64% that residents are open to new ideas and change.
And it seems what they want, what they're saying, we want new ideas and change, but you're going to have to educate us.
What does that mean?
And you have to get my thoughts, too. I want to be involved in this. Don't just tell me what's coming down. Get me. I want to be involved. And then, so having seen all of this any initial thoughts about the overall survey?
I'm really encouraged by the responses that we received, by the fact that people are willing to step forward and put their opinions out there. And again, it's particularly with these things where it's not a set list that things were chosen from, that we see the commonalities that are in there. It shows that a great deal of people in this community not only care, but are thinking very much along the same lines.
Yeah, and I was pleased to see in the audience, you know, elected officials. Senator Tustin was there. We had representation from the school district, from businesses and organizations, from other nonprofits. I mean, just really, I think, eager to hear and then help to inform either different practice, but in conjunction with that, residents having that sense of agency saying, you know what? Thank you, because I want to get more involved, and I am not going to wait for an invitation. I'm going to try to figure out how I can make change and not necessarily wait, but do it in conjunction with others.
That was a common thread, I would say, amongst comments that came from those in attendance last night, was what are we going to do about this?
In other words, we're not waiting for someone else to get involved. We want to get involved, and let's get to work.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, a very informative program. And again, folks can go to the Encourage website.
Yep, the PowerPoint from last night is already online on our website. Always open to questions if anyone has any questions about the PowerPoint or the presentation.